Welcome to Parkinson on RSN 927, a chance to go one-on-one with one of the greats in Australian sport. Adam White getting ready to roll because there's an emotional attachment, an affiliation between he and our next guest of the program.
Is it a mentor type?
Well, he likes to think so. I'm not sure it's a two-way mentors or mentee action, but Marcus Harris has been good enough to join us this morning after back-to-back games against New South Wales for the resumption of the Shield. He gets to go one-on-one with Adam White. Good morning, Marcus.
Morning, how are you?
We're don't listen well, to the Marcus. You. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
Well, you asked us to get out of the studio.
I told you you'd go and have breakfast if you wanted to.
Which is very upsetting. But Tassie coming to town tomorrow, Marcus, back at the MCG. Must be nice to be back playing cricket in Victoria.
Yeah, it is. We haven't played a home game this year, so that's great. And I can't remember the last time we would have played a Shield game at the MCG in March, so looking forward to that. And yeah, like you said, Tassie coming here, obviously they'll have Sids back in their side, so it'll be the first time we get to play him as well, so it should be an exciting week.
Well, you spoke to Sids yesterday, might have been, about that, and he's looking forward to it. He tells us he's not thinking about it too much, but we know that's a lie, Marcus, that he'd be absolutely looking forward to it at the MCG. But the conditions are obviously going to be different to the last couple of pitches up in New South Wales. Is it going to be friendly for the batsmen from what you've seen?
I don't think, to be fair, the MCG hasn't been probably the flat wicket that it was 2-3 years ago. It's been a bit more of a everyone's sort of in it for most of the game. I think, like you saw with the test match, it was a bit slow but sort of was a bit hard to score, but you could, if you bowled well, you could take wickets. So I think what I saw of the wicket yesterday looked pretty good. It had a bit, the grass was a bit shorter than normal, but I reckon it might have a bit of moisture in it, so it might hopefully nip around a little bit and a bit of decent pace in it.
Marcus, are you enjoying being back in the Sheffield Shield mindset? No jumping around? You can lock down this for a considerable period?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I've been in 5-day cricket mindset all year, but it's sort of been good to be able to have a bit of freedom when we're away. And obviously, we're away for a couple of weeks with the Sydney trip, so that was really good. But yeah, it's good just to know that we're focused on these last four games and trying to get ourselves into the Shield final.
We'll hand you over to Adam White.
Scott, that's ridiculous. Hey, Marcus, you obviously average probably about 300 at the Junction Oval, but from your own perspective, do you prefer playing at the MCG where it is a bit more of a challenge for an opening batsman, or would you like it at the Junction?
To be honest, I'm not too fussed. I'd rather play where we'll get a result.
Yep.
I've done well at both grounds, so I'm not too fussed about where we play, but it's all well and good making runs, but if you end up having a field for 250 overs in the game, it's not much fun. So I think, like you saw at the SCG the other week, it was pretty low scoring, but we found a way to win. So sometimes those grounds can be more fun to play at, and those wickets when they're like that, but any time you get to play at the G is pretty good.
You've got a few starts since coming back into the Shield mode since the test series. How have you assessed your own form to this point?
I actually feel like I've been batting pretty well. Just haven't put a big score on the board, obviously. I've always had, it's always a work in progress myself and spin, and especially off spin, and I played against Gazza every game in Sydney, so, and he probably got the better of me, but I think as the trip went on, I got better at what I was working on, and it's probably just a decision-making thing, so I feel like I'm batting well, and just makes me hungrier for this week after, probably getting three starts in the two Shield games.
So we've talked a lot to you, and there's been a lot of commentary around the technical changes that you've made with Chris Rogers, and it's still probably a bit of a work in progress. But in that last game, it definitely looked like we were starting to see the reward for the effort you're putting in, hitting the ball a lot sort of straighter, hitting the ball more down the ground. Are you finding that it's starting to work for you?
Yeah, I've probably found that when you make a big change, you can probably almost overcorrect.
Yep.
And you can get to the point where you can probably, you strengthen yourself in one area, but you can, there's obviously going to be another area of the game that is hindered by it. So it's just trying to find a happy medium. And that's probably what I've done. So at the start of the season, I was really tight on and probably was finding it a bit hard to access the leg side with the ball coming back in. So I just had to try and find something in the middle of, I still wanted to be tight on, but then being able to access the leg side of the ball with the ball swinging back in. I think the classic example of it was probably my dismissal in the test match in the first innings was getting caught at square legs. That just tells me that I was maybe a bit too closed off. So I've just been working on trying to find something in the middle that's going to help me overall.
So was that hard going back to, you know, you got back into the test team, that you're still trying to work on something, so you're kind of this work in progress, but you're back in the test, so that you didn't sort of go back to your old ways that you trusted to keep with what you're trying to do, to keep true to that?
Yeah, it can be hard, but, like, I started working on this stuff in, like, sort of August and the start of September, so I sort of gave myself probably the 5 or 6 weeks leading into the first Shield game to sort of get through that period of working through it and, you know, trusting it. So, and then it's just, you're always tinkering with what you're doing a little bit. So that's all it's been. But it can be hard, especially in a high pressure situation. But I've sort of found out, and especially when I was with, you know, Ronnie during the test summer, he sort of said, just you got to understand that if you try and work on one area that you find a weakness, there's going to be something else that comes up. So just as long as you accept that and you can bring that into your game and understand that's what's going to happen. So that's all I've done, really. And it's like I said, I feel like I've been batting really well against the team. We come up against all the test boys in the last 2 weeks, and I feel like I've batted really well against them. So I feel like my game's in good order.
I was interested to hear you talk about that dismissal in the test, of that getting caught at square leg. I was wondering how long does it take before you identify something as being a problem? Sometimes you can just go out a certain way, like that one to square leg, and it's just how you're positioned on that time as opposed, and maybe a setup from the opposition as opposed to being a technical flaw. How long does it have to last before you start to think, I need to make some changes?
Oh, well, I'd had a discussion with Bucky in the Australia A game. I got caught at leg split, and then I'd been caught at square leg a couple times during the first initial Shield games, which I've never really done that before. So,
yep.
It was just sort of one of those things that you're aware of, and then, you know, it's putting into practice when you're playing. So, like I said before, it's making some little adjustments so that stuff sort of reduced the likelihood of that dismissal happening, because sort of a ball on your pads as a left-hander should be money for jam. So that's all, really. It's just, and being aware of your dismissals and, you know, trying to limit getting out the same way all the time.
So take us through the preparation for this then, like, and just insight for our listeners, I suppose.
It's great. This is really good stuff, this.
Yeah, thanks very much. in the game against Tasmania coming up, do you go through all the data that you've had against Tasmania previously, and the bowlers that are bowling against you, and how you've been dismissed, and look at those avenues of problems for you, or is it just a matter of their recent form and your recent form, and just taking the every ball as it comes?
I wouldn't say I'm huge on going back through all the data and stuff like that, but I have played against these guys a lot, so probably the only guy I wouldn't have faced in their attack is Nathan Ellis. So I'll probably have a look at what he's been doing in the last couple games, and just to have sort of have an idea of what he might try and do to me. Tasmania, historically to me, set some really weird fields. So, but that's only when Wade is captain, so I'm not sure if that'll be the same when Taney's a skipper. But obviously they got Jackson Bird and Peter Siddle, who are two of the best bowlers in the country. And then they got Gabe Bell, Nathan Ellis, and Froggy Freeman off-spinner as well, so, and Bo Webster. So you know what you're coming up against. Once you've been playing for 10 years, you've played against most of the blokes a lot, so you sort of know what to expect coming into the game. But like I said, I'll have a look at, you know, probably Nathan Ellis, who I haven't played against before, just to see how he goes about it.
What does Wadey do to annoy you? What fields does he throw at you?
Well, he has deep points from ball one, which that doesn't happen too often in the Shield game. He has what, 2 slips, 2 points, 2 gullies, a cover point, and a wide mid off. So you sort of know they're going to bowl it 3 foot outside off stuff.
Right, well, he's not there. So hopefully Tim Payne gives a more conventional situation so you can get your head around that early doors, Marcus, and make some big runs for Victoria. Great to see, as you so rightly say, Shield cricket back at the MCG in March, and long may it continue. Look forward to seeing you go big for the Vics and set up a great victory. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, boys.
Marcus Harris, opening batsman for the Vics.
Impressive how many questions you got in then, Daniel.
I had to interrupt it,
to be honest. I had four or five to go.
I had to get Craig to actually turn him off.
So we'll sit down probably tomorrow, tomorrow morning. We'll have breakfast together. Well, just go through what Nathan Ellis is going to do. Sort of go across the left-hander. Just talking about trying to go.
I'm surprised Daniel talked about watching videos. He just sits down with you.
He does. He doesn't watch videos. Just over a coffee. Don't go too deep into things. Just 20 minutes, just a bit of a refresher, and then I'll throw some balls to him, and then we're ready to go.
With the dog thrower, just with a rocket arm?
Just with that. We do the more natural type situation.
A half pitch or full 22 yards?
Oh, no, about 15 yards. Okay, right. He hits them back pretty hard, so you've got to have your wits about you.
Baseball glove in hand?
Just hands.
Do you reckon he's been caught in gully against Tasmania before?
Yeah. Maybe a couple of times. Scotland, before we get to the break, yes. Announcement yesterday from the Adelaide Crows Football Club that they have appointed their CEO. Tim Silvers.
Yes, he's